In late April, Kingston Community Health Centers released their Kingston Speaks Inclusion Report. The role of KCHC in this partnership with Kingston Police was to support the Kingston Police in a series of community consultation forums to gather input from the broader Kingston community. Kingston Community Health Centers agreed to facilitate culturally responsive sessions for equity-deserving and underrepresented populations. The Kingston Police committed to creating a more inclusive dialogue with the Kingston community and stated explicitly that the project would inform the creation of a Kingston Police Community Inclusion Council. While the final report and recommendations were presented to the Kingston Police in July of 2022 and despite requests from KCHC, as of April 2023, the Kingston Police had not yet agreed to a collaborative release of the report or to accept KSI's implementation plan. At this point, 10 months after the submission of the completed report and 1 year after the agreed-upon end date of this project, KCHC felt strongly that they had to honor their commitment to share the report with the agencies and community members who shared their thoughts, experiences, and opinions over the course of the consultation process. On April 24th, KCHC also sent a formal letter to Acting Chief indicating disappointment in the lack of progress and their intention to share the report publicly in order to complete the final KCHC deliverable of this project. Hearing no response on April 28th, KCHC sent the report and an update letter to all organizations and people who had been part of the project, and published it to the KSI webpage. Kingston Police have since shared the report via media release, along with a statement expressing commitment to EDI work and some of the recommendations in the report. Kingston Police have also indicated that they've used KSI report recommendations in the creation of their 2023-26 strategic business plan. Yet, despite multiple requests, Kingston Police leadership have never provided KCHC with an opportunity to review how the KSI report written by the KCHC team was integrated into the strategic plan. Last week, I sat down with Wendy Vike, Director of Community Health at Kingston Community Health Centers, to discuss the work that was put into this project, the completed report, and the current state of dialogue between the Kingston Police and Kingston Community Health Centers in regards to this project. So to get us started, would you like to introduce yourself and your role with Kingston Community Health Centers?
So my name is Wendy Vike, and I'm the Director of Community Health at Kingston Community Health Center. And in that role, I oversee programs that are for children, seniors, newcomers, youth, and many other groups as well.
So today we're mostly here to talk about the Kingston Speaks Inclusion Project, which you were a part of, that began almost 2 years ago now. Would you like to provide some background on the development, purpose, and execution of this project?
The Kingston Police approached KCHC, and I think in the spirit of being able to reach some of the more equity-deserving and underrepresented populations in our community. So at KCHC, we have close to 10,000 patients and clients from many groups, and really as a community health center, we really look toward helping people improve the social determinants of health and with the goal of breaking the cycle of poverty. And the Kingston Police, I think, realized that we had very strong and close connections with many groups. We have our site on Weller Avenue, where we have many programs at the Street Health Center. We're present at the Integrated Care Hub, and we have other sites in Napanee. And so I think we were pleased that the police contacted us and understood that we could have a closer connection with underrepresented groups. And from that sort of brainstorming, we designed the Kingston Speaks Inclusion Project as a way to, our goal was to interact with 500 participants, and we were able to connect with 470. And some took part in surveys and other in focus groups. And so I feel that we had and have a very strong voice of our community members. And so we gathered the information, and then the report was created. And we did go through GRIB at Queen's, so we certainly have ethics approval for this research. And the report was generated, and we share that with police and with recommendations on ways in which they could improve their approach to equity, diversity, inclusion, indigenization, and accessibility. And we shared that report with the police, but understanding that they had a change in leadership, which I know was challenging for them. And we have shared the report and the recommendations for moving forward. And unfortunately, we just didn't see uptake on that. more recently, the police have stated that they've taken the recommendations into consideration with their own, within their strategic plan, which is great. And I know the city of Kingston has been working on that as well. But we are disappointed that that in our perception that Kingston Police has not embraced the recommendations of the report at this time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe the final report was presented to Kingston Police in July 2022. Were they largely unresponsive until recently?
So they, I would say they were responsive. We had many meetings on how we would move forward. And so we had lots of dialogue around that. And so I certainly wouldn't say they were unresponsive in that regard. I think it was more that action was not taken. And then the change in leadership, I think, was a challenge for them. And there just seemed to be a lack of uptake on the recommendations to create more accountability and transparency within Kingston Police.
Mm-hmm. And just confirming the timeline here, on April 24th, KCHC sent a formal letter to the acting chief indicating disappointment in the lack of progress and intention to share the report publicly. Has there been a response to that specific letter that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
What were some of the intended tangible outcomes of this project in collaboration with Kingston Police?
I really think, in my mind, the most tangible piece of this, first and foremost, is the voices of our community members who so bravely and willingly shared their thoughts and feedback and experiences. And when I say willingly, it really there were people who were very reluctant to share their opinions. In some cases, there seemed to be two themes around that. One, that people were fearful that if they spoke to us and shared their feedback, I think they were fearful that there could be consequences for them. Mm-hmm. So that was one piece. And the other piece, the other theme around this was that nothing would change. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't a real sense of optimism or confidence that that this kind of work would result in any meaningful change within Kingston Police or our community. And so our wonderful team of researchers in their interactions with our community members, they did spend a lot of time reassuring people that this work was very important and that we were taking it seriously and that Kingston Police were as well. So we were very hopeful and optimistic at that point. And as a result of people's willingness, that's how we ended up with the 470 participants. And so that piece, that voice, I think, is the most tangible piece of the report. And secondarily, the recommendations. So I think that the recommendations are very clear and very tangible. And at the same time, just very logical and with a tremendous amount of common sense. Mm-hmm. And so I do think that the results of the report to around recommendations for police to change their recruitment processes and procedures, to really apply that EDIIA lens to their recruitment, looking at mandatory training for members and training that would certainly provide some cultural competency, cultural humility training. There are a few buzzwords around that topic right now. But certainly also that training would be very much trauma-informed. We are very committed to that at KCHC. And when we look at people's experience around trauma and some of the behaviors or tendencies or experiences of many of the people who took part in this report, those who are housing insecure or living rough or having a variety of challenges in our community, with a trauma-responsive, trauma-informed lens, we would really like to see police officers take a view of not necessarily what did you do, but what happened to you, which would then lead to a greater level of compassion and empathy. The training, we also would like to see more experiential training for new recruits and existing staff within the department, and increasing the exposure to diverse communities. One of the ideas that I really liked was the idea of a reverse ride-along. So helping members of the police department really have that experiential learning opportunity to be able to empathize at a greater level with our community members. So other recommendations were certainly for an accountability committee that was not operationalized by members of the police department, but by community members and with, again, a diverse mix of community members. And looking at new training around de-escalation. We know that there are mental health crisis situations that are on the rise, and to really include some of the professionals and experts and people even with lived experience around mental health crisis, so having social workers or crisis workers more present. And really, I think looking at ways to rebuild trust in our community. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the highlights of the results of the report. And for me personally, I think anything around the trauma responses piece is key, but also having that accountability committee to really help shift what historically, in my mind, has been that sort of that feeling of a brotherhood within police departments, of that sort of method in the past of holding one another accountable. I would really like to see that our community members look at driving that accountability piece.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you for giving us a very clear picture of the intended outcomes of this report and the accountability framework you have in mind. The full report is available online for those interested, but taking a step backwards, I was wondering if you'd like to share some of your findings which informed these recommendations.
There's lots of data and stats in this in the report that are quite powerful and well presented, in that they're easy to read and to understand. But I think for me, it was really the anecdotal information and the story. And I honestly can say that there were times that our researchers were in tears hearing the stories of some of our community members. And sadly, the amount of fear that some of our community members feel toward the police. And, you know, for so many of us, I know when I was a child and I was always told, you know, if you're in trouble, find a police officer. And that for me in my life was, provided me with comfort. But dealing with some of our community members for whom their view is completely opposite was quite distressing, mm-hmm. and hurt and gut-wrenching for people. So the stories and that information, the kinds of information we heard through that anecdotal piece, that was what was most powerful for me.
What do you think are the next steps as a team at KCHC and in your relationships with Kingston Police?
I think KCHC, at our core, we are collaborative. In fact, it's one of our key values, to collaborate and to be innovative. And I feel that we were, in taking on this work, we were both collaborative and really wanting to be innovative and drive meaningful change in our community. And so I'm certainly always open to that, and would certainly collaborate with the police and the community and the city to build upon this very valuable research. Having said that, my first commitment is to our community members. And so we felt that it was important to share the results of the report and to honor their participation. And because they were, as we've stated in a number of places, they were very brave to take part. And so we really wanted to honor that, and we'll continue to do that. And we will continue to be proponents of change and helping people make informed choices. And my goal is to continue the dialogue with all of our stakeholders. And so we work closely with a number of other organizations who focus on EDIIA, and we're really thrilled to be doing that important, meaningful work. And in fact, we just had our all-staff meeting yesterday at KCHC, and that was our key theme. And because we know that all organizations have more work to do, and we need to continue to learn. And I hope that we do that as a community in a collaborative way.
Once again, that was Wendy Vike, Director of Community Health at Kingston Community Health Centers, speaking to the recently released KSI report and the current state of the project after the delayed release. If you'd like to read the report, it is available on their website at kchc.ca/weller-avenue/KSI.